I've been thinking a lot about friendships lately. For as long as I can remember, I've wanted that call you at a moment friend. You know, the one you meet for a glass of wine, music by candlelight, intellectual conversation, you know, or even let's rave till six in the morning, once in a blue moon, kind of a girl. I've wanted that kind of connection forever, but it's easier said than done, isn't it? Especially when you're in your 40s and above. And a lot of my over 40 friends don't want to come out at a moment's notice. They've got things going on in their lives. Plus they're tired and their bodies ache at the mere thought of raving. And my younger friends don't always share the same taste in music and places of interest as me. Come to think of it, neither do my older friends. I'm an old school garage raver. I'm talking anything I can find under the Vauxhall Arches on a Saturday, Aquarium followed by Twice as Nice on a Sunday. And then obviously there's the practicality. So distance, where we live, how far things are, what we'd rather spend our money on. There's so many moving parts, but I am yearning for intimate relationship is what I'm building. You know, soul nourishing, intellectual conversation, women who like the same kind of fun as I do, music, books, wine, fashion, style, art, theatre, travel, while staying at luxurious villas, of course. Meaningful chatter. Have I said that already? But if I'm honest, I don't think I'm very good at making friends. My history shows that most of my friendships have been started by the person who approached me. But oftentimes they are people I'm interested in. I'm already thinking I want to know them more. But naturally, I'm quite a self-contained person. I suppose it's because I'm a Sag. I enjoy my own company. And my personality needs space to step away sometimes. And part of me thinks that if I'm the one who had initiated the friendship, that person might expect more from me than I know how to give. I feel like that's an excuse, but it's kind of honest at the same time. One thing I've also realized about myself is that I need to get better at accepting love. I used to think, or I came to the conclusion a little while back, that I don't like being love bombed. Now I understand that even the slightest bit of female affection frightens me. I don't know how to respond to it very well. Sometimes I freeze internally and recoil. I want to run away. I feel like if I reciprocate, it's too much. In fact, what I'm receiving is too much. Maybe it's something to do with my childhood. It probably is. You know, I didn't receive much affection growing up. So giving and receiving is unfamiliar territory. It feels too much. But it's certainly something that I'm learning to become much more comfortable with. The thing about friendship is we all have our weaknesses. One of mine being unintentionally standoffish because I recoil at affection. But I think for a friendship to work, like really work, we kind of have to accommodate the other person's weakness. Completely overlook it, I think. Am I right? Am I wrong? I certainly know the type of friendships I don't want. And I think that's really important as I continue looking for people I genuinely want to spend meaningful time with, build lasting, authentic relationships with. So these are the things I'm learning about myself, about what I want and don't want. And here are a few thoughts about the way I'm approaching friendships from now on. One or two of these might sound a bit shallow, but humor me. So firstly, I think when forging new relationships, we mustn't define the relationship as besties after a week or so, because it's all fun and exciting in the beginning, isn't it? So we have to allow these things to marinate. And, you know, be built over time. And, you know, all that charm during that first lively encounter after a few glasses of wine and belly laughs and shared secrets, careless abandon. It's just not enough. We don't actually know that other person yet. You know, they don't know you either. So the relationship needs time to breathe like a good wine. You know, why am I talking about so much wine? I digress. But yes, it needs time to open up, to reveal its real note, its real texture, its true flavor. You know, a few interactions for both of you to understand how the other person moves through the world. So let's take our time to really get to know one another. We don't have to rush it. Let it kind of grow naturally. Enjoy it. Savor it along the way. Secondly, know thyself. You can't really decide the kind of friend you want if you haven't spent time getting to know it yourself. And that's one thing I really have taken time to do. I spend time with myself, knowing what I enjoy and how to enjoy it. And it gives you that little bit of confidence. You don't feel like you have to be switched on. You don't have to perform a character or personality. You know yourself really well. You've got nothing to prove when you know yourself. And you become quite oblivious to criticism. Even self-criticism that no longer exists because you like yourself. So new relationships, new people have to meet you where you are. And if they don't like you, they can sod off. So I'd say, you know, learn to be still and silent. Meditate if you don't do that already. Get to know you, love you, be your own friend, take yourself out. It's the only way you're really going to know what you crave from a deep, intimate relationship, if you know what's within you. Make sense? So thirdly, I made a list mentally, and I don't think that's odd at all. It's quite useful to know what kind of friend you're actually looking for: personality, values, aspirations, how they like to spend their time. Perhaps even their sense of style, or whether or not they have similar interests as you. I mean, of course, we're all different, but shared interests can make things easier. And of course, there has to be some depth to the relationship beyond the kicking or the good food, the good wine. There I go about wine again. So what about you? What has friendship looked like for you at this stage of life? Are you looking for something deeper? Found it already? What can you advise us girlies? What do we need to do to find our long-term girlies? I mean, I think I found one or two. Or are you still trying to figure it out like me? How old are you? And what do friendships look like now? Let's chat.